I'm Christine Dean, and joining us live from Studio A today, it's The Western Ridge. They are a trio from Minneapolis. Welcome, guys.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Well, we're going to get started with the tune, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more. Oh, actually, let's introduce the band, Adrian. And I guess I don't know your last name. What's your last name?
Adrian Vaughn.
Okay, Adrian.
Patrick Tierney.
Chris Tierney.
All right. Are you guys related?
Absolutely yes. Not.
Married.
we're married.
All right. What do you guys want to get started
with? Like we're married. We're going to start with a song called Stormy Sea. The Western Ridge, live from Studio A. Well, welcome, guys. Great to have you here for your first visit in KUMG Studios. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
So you've only been together for a couple of years, is that right?
Probably 2.5 mm-hmm. about now. Mm-hmm. It's getting to be about that.
Now, Chris and Patrick, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that maybe you're brothers, is that right?
I think you're right.
Okay. Did you guys play music when you were growing up together?
Not together, but we did play music growing up. We actually had different bands,
mm-hmm.
and because you know how siblings are. And then eventually we decided to combine forces, and this is actually the second band we've been in together. So,
the first one must have gone okay.
It did go okay. It went okay. We worked out our differences in the first band.
So how did you guys end up, Adrian? How did you end up? Joining up with these guys.
Patrick and I used to play solo shows in the Twin Cities. We'd sometimes be paired up on the same show, and I always really appreciated his sound and his voice, and I always wanted to harmonize with him, and few years ago, he just sent me a random text message and was like, hey, want to join a band? And I was like, oh, yes, I do. So the rest is history.
So what's different about the band experience versus what you were doing on your own?
I don't know. It's just more complex, just more elements, more creative forces together. I'll come up with something and I need someone to finish it. So these guys do a really great job doing that.
And you guys have one album out so far, is that right?
Yes. That's right.
And when did that come out?
2009?
It was just last year.
Chris is the band historian.
I'm the band. It came out in October
He's the
of last
eldest.
Year.
Okay. And the song that we just heard, was that on the album?
That is on that album.
Okay. And who writes the songs in the band?
I write a lot of them. Adrian also writes the ones that she primarily sings, are authored by her. So, and she's been writing a lot more lately. So there's a lot of collaboration that goes into finishing the songs that we both bring to the group, actually. So, you know, in the end, it's really a collaboration.
So it kind of starts out, you're both doing your own thing, and then it gets to a certain point and you bring it to the band and say, hey, is this going to work?
Yeah, like exactly. Have an idea and we sort of go with it from there.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about the first album and making that album. What was that like? Had you guys made albums in other projects before?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a brand new thing for you or anything?
It was definitely a brand new approach mm-hmm. to recording. We had never done this particular type of project before. We did like a 4-day cabin getaway. We were lucky enough to, Adrian had some friends that were interested in doing a recording for us. And we all just piled, I've never seen so much stuff in one van. You could barely even sit down. We took everything in the world up north to Garrison, Minnesota, and we recorded it over 4 days.
Now, these days, when somebody says cabin, I never know if they mean, you know, small shack or huge mansion that just happens to be in the woods somewhere. So what are we talking about?
It was, yeah, it was somewhere in between those two.
Okay,
it was definitely...
Okay.
It was like single family homes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. But there wasn't
running water.
There was. Yeah.
Luckily.
So you did have
some bathrooms in it, but it was in various states of like finish. Like there was a lot of like stud walls and just like plywood floors, and they're building it kind of like they were in the middle of projects when we went up
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm. But so you
but
know
it wasn't
you
like
had
a Lake Minnetonka.
You had electricity and stuff, and it wasn't like a generator that was you
no.
know firing the,
sure. I mean,
the
we
studio.
Had,
or
we
anything.
Had hot tubs and a masseuse on staff. Hors d'oeuvres the whole time.
So it actually was a nicer place to
yeah.
record than...
More of a retreat, I think.
Yeah.
And then you finished it up in the Twin Cities, is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Joe Mabbitt at The Hideaway did the mix, and did he master it as well? Well, he did the mix. He's in charge of making it sound how it sounds, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a lot of like Atmospheres records and people like that, so we're lucky to have him fit us in the schedule.
And had you worked with him before, or just somebody that you'd wanted to work with?
Knew him.
Yeah, in previous projects I was in, we had recorded with him, but he was a good lead to have because he was generous with his time and finances.
And handsome.
And handsome.
Don't forget handsome.
That's an important quality in a producer.
Handsome or finances?
Preferably both.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear another song. What do you guys want to do next?
We're going to do a song that right now is called These Two Cars. That's probably going to change, but this is a brand new song.
You'll never have to meet me in the middle, 'cause I'm nailed. place. Oh, tell me now what you're waiting for. If you don't want me, I want you more. And there's no listening in. Well, we'll still circle each other like two hungry vultures, just cause we won't give in.
That's the Western Ridge live from Studio A, and a brand new song, right? You said so. Will that end up on another album soon, or are you guys planning anything like that?
Well, that's the plan. We're planning on a 5-song EP, and this is definitely going to be one of the front runners for when we're choosing what we're going to include on there. So,
and now you guys are doing a little bit of a stripped down thing here in the studio, and there's only three of you in the band, right?
That's right.
And you already have a whole mess of instruments. We've got two guitars. We have a little drum going on. We've got the melodica that has been sounding very nice there. We've got a keyboard. So you guys even add more instruments when you're doing a show. What else can people expect when they see you?
Bass.
There'll be some bass. There's electric guitar, and I don't know if you've busted out all of your goodies. I think you've got a couple of interesting shakers too that we're not seeing.
Yeah, I usually play a stripped down drum kit, but it's a full drum kit with a kick drum and a snare drum and cymbals when we're playing louder, when we're playing the songs with bass and electric guitar. But yeah, our set does involve a lot of switching of the instruments, and Patrick and Adrian, Patrick and Adrian take turns playing the guitar a lot, and actually there's just a lot of hopping around on different instruments, but we try to do it quickly.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys play a lot in the Twin Cities where you are?
We play less often than we used to, but just kind of out of, being able to pick and choose shows a little bit more. We're playing maybe about once a month in the Twin Cities now, but usually it's on, better nights of the week and shows that we are excited about playing. So.
Well, that's nice. That's a good thing. Before that, maybe you had to work a little bit harder and kind of get yourself out there and get your name out there.
Take it where you can get it.
We were taking what we could get.
Now, are you doing any touring at all?
We've been coming up to Duluth now for a couple of years, just trying to build an audience up here, and we're looking to spread out, but so far it's been, kind of back and forth between our two sort of hometown and home away from hometown. So,
all right. Well, we're glad to have you, and glad you could finally make it into the studio here. We have time for one more. What else do you guys want to do?
You can introduce it.
We're going to do one more song called The Last Time that I wrote, and we actually have to do a little switching of instruments as we
So now a word from our sponsor.
This is the Western Ridge live from Studio A.
Oh, we'll do that. Okay, here we are.
You keep that capo for yourself.
You can play the drums with that capo. Thank you.
Around the coffee table is where your feet meet to make contact with the floor and impact on the street. Everyone is ready, everyone is sending their best wishes, but now it's ending. It's the last time. It's the last time. This doesn't turn out right. Outright. It's the last time. It's the last time. This doesn't turn out right. Right. It doesn't turn out right.
The Western Ridge, live from Studio A. Very, very nice. Tell me about that song, Adrian. What inspired that one?
Actually, that's a very personal song.
I'm so glad I asked.
I know, right? What are the chances? It's actually, I wrote it for my father who died 18 months ago of esophageal cancer. So it was in memoriam of him.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in, guys. I really appreciate
it. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
And again,
a nice AC. We don't want to leave. It's very cold.
Yeah, we've got the nice air conditioning in here. Not too cold today for a change. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Sarah Koshin, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.